us on the flying thing.
Oh man, welcome to the HBO Boys podcast, talking about season 1 episode 6 of Peacemaker, Mern After Reading. Big time stuff. Two more episodes until the end. Thank God. I'm here with James and Adam. My name is Ryan. I am a DJ from the late 80s and a lot of cocaine.
Sounds like it.
Mern After Reading is a really funny Coen Brothers movie. And as soon as I saw the title, I was like, I wish I was watching that.
Yeah. Yes. And spoiler alert for Mern After Reading. But to be fair, it's been out a long time. Brad Pitt gets fucking glocked in that movie. And it's awesome.
Dead. So immediately, we're just talking about something completely different.
I'm eating now. You guys do it.
That is a great motivation for this episode.
That's what the audience wants to hear, Ryan's mouthy eating sounds.
I'll edit out the chewing, but I just need them to know.
Can you please ASMR?
No.
Can you ASMR just like a one bite?
That was it for you. That's what you get, bitch.
That was it?
Yeah. That's what you get, bitch.
Wow. I'll do like a water ASMR if people would rather that.
Honestly, you should do it. I have been told through like Apple reviews on our gross.
Oh God.
That just sounds like terrible. That just sounds like someone is ripping a bowl.
Well, if anybody's actually still listening, we're going to talk about episode 6 of Peacemaker.
Our goal was to get everyone to just be like, "Oh, I think this is the end for me." For HBO Boys, I think I'm done now.
So anyway, episode 6.
To be fair, like, three things happen in this episode.
This was another really uneventful episode.
Yeah.
And it starts off with, it's an HBO-style cliffhanger where the resolution of the cliffhanger
is actually...
You guys
let me know.
It's no big deal. You thought there was drama, but no, she's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, everything's fine. I was kind of half expecting it, half not expecting it. I don't know what to expect.
Expecting anymore. What? I was going to get chocolate.
Well, so Mern is he's an alien man.
Yeah, but he's like one. The only Butterfly. One who's good.
The good alien. It's trying to bring balance.
Oh, Sam stole my chocolate. This fucking sucks.
So why is he good again? I wasn't paying great.
He was the one dissenter, and then like they never did. Fuck.
Wait, so all the other aliens were like, let's be evil, and he was like, no. Let's try being good, basically.
I can't explain.
I guess? I can't tell.
Sam just shoved the thing in my mouth. I'm dying.
Totally ignoring what's going on in Ryan's end. I was very similar to you, James. I wasn't really paying attention towards the beginning of this episode until like more things started happening, which, you know.
What we learned was that Mern is a good butterfly. He's the only one.
Yeah.
Why? We don't know. Harcourt knows. Economos knows. Although whenever they bring it up, he puts his hands in his ears. And they still are talking to Adebayo like they don't know Amanda Waller is her mom, right? It feels that way.
Yeah.
And Adebayo is like, this is crazy. And John Cena's Peacemaker the entire time is like, what's going on? Something feels weird. It's kind of like you all have a secret that I don't know about, and I thought we were a team. We took a picture in a van. I thought we were a team.
After that, like, the busybody detective who really wants to nail Peacemaker for killing an alien, again, like, I'm glad this subplot finally went somewhere, because mostly I'm just, like, annoyed by her.
Oh, I like her.
She sets up an ambush for Peacemaker while Vigilante's visiting him. And this is kind of interesting. In the scuffle, Groff, the butterfly alien, who's the leader of the butterfly aliens.
Stop.
Okay, okay.
What did you just call the butterfly?
Groff, because he's Senator Groff.
Oh.
It's Groff, yeah.
Okay, Groff.
I thought his real name is Ick-Tick-Tick-Tick.
Yeah, his name is Ick-Tick-Tick-Tick-Tick. Yeah, right. I'm not saying you're culturally appropriating the butterfly. What I was saying is I thought you were saying Broff with a B. Not Goff with a G. And somehow that tiny little semantic, I was really going to... That was the hill I was choosing to die on in
is
that moment.
Is it Goff or Groff?
It's not Jonathan Groff, the Broadway actor and Frozen star. It is Senator Jared Goff, the Detroit Lions quarterback. Is this the second time in the Peacemaker show we've mentioned Jared Goff? The fuck?
Yeah. How about that Super Bowl, though?
Let's talk about it at length at the end. What I'll say also is that, this scene was actually interesting. I stopped fast-forwarding it here.
The fact you were fast-forwarding it is funny anyway.
And then the creepy replacement sheriff is also... Oh, sorry, we skipped over an important part. The jar that Groff is in gets broken in the scuffle, and then he very gruesomely possesses the detective.
Yeah.
So she's actually dead now. It's confirmed that, like, she's dead, and now she's dead.
Mm-hmm. When you see it happen live, one, I thought to myself, oh, I don't want that to happen to me. That looks...
No.
I mean, one, it's just being murdered. Murdered in the worst way. And, I was wondering, hey, when the butterfly enters your body, is it just like a... Me and you, you and me, us together, and we're this way forever.
Absolutely not.
It is not like that. It's very bloody and gross. And you didn't like, I assume, do you now like the tiny cop more that she is a, well, she was a senator and now she's a butterfly lady?
Yeah. Oh, I like ick, tick, 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 I guess.
Did you pause it and you were like, I got to write this down?
Just general ticking.
I like how Myrne was like, it can't be said with the human tongue. And then he just like says it.
It's something along the lines of Vic Tick Tick Tick.
Oh, got it. Thanks.
As Peacemaker and Vigilante are escaping, they get stopped by just like a uniformed police officer. And then the strange, creepy, fake police captain who's taken over their department, who I guess works for the Suicide Squad, just like murks her. Peacemaker's very upset about it. And then... when the detectives catch up with him, they're like, who did this? He's like, it was the Hamburglar.
Yes. Okay. So this is the fake sheriff. The Hamburglar. He is working with Myrne. I believe he thinks that Myrne is still the old version of Myrne, which we learned earlier from the butterfly who took over Myrne, that he was a very bad man and killed a lot of people. So, like, this is the fake sheriff that is... A close personal friend of a most likely genocidal maniac that Myrne used to be. Right. And then, he kind of kills three cops, which isn't chill. And immediately now Butterfly Cop is just not... I think, thinks to herself, like, how did human version of me think that this guy was fine?
Yeah, and also, like, who is this guy? The fake police captain. And why is he so bad at this?
He was bred for killing, James, okay? He used to be on the side of the old Myrne genocidal maniac, and then new Myrne was like, he would be perfect to be sheriff, perfect.
I did like the one little quip they gave him. They called him Pennywise, and I thought that was funny. Because he has a very long character face.
When he was describing who did it, he's like, it was a man with a black mask and a red shirt. And like, okay, we'll leave it there. And then he's like, and he says, Robble, Robble. Okay, well, that describes that was a Hamburglar.
Right, a bit much. And as the two cops leave, the male one is like, it's like he didn't have enough time to come up with a better lie, or he thinks we're so stupid that he can just say the Hamburglar and we'd be like, got it.
Yeah.
But because the detective previously put it together, now also Peacemaker's evil Nazi dad is out of jail.
Right.
And he's going to kill Peacemaker.
He goes home. He does a salacious act with a white supremacist woman who then dons a very KKK-like white hood. And then he goes into the liminal space room that he has in the same... world that Batman resides in, and
the hyperbaric time chamber.
Right, like how is the Batcave not a liminal space? But okie dokie, and he puts on the white dragon uniform, which from the next on Peacemaker thing can do way more than I thought it could. He can fly, one of them. He can shoot goddamn laser beams out of his goddamn hands.
Yeah, where did Peacemaker's like dumpy hick dad get this tech?
I think what they're selling to us is like, yeah, he's a terrible racist and a very mean man, and he comes off as a little dumb, but also he's a technological genius.
Like a super scientist.
Yeah.
Maybe some Project Paperclip type of shit.
He created all the helmets for Peacemaker, right?
Yeah. I don't buy it as a character choice, but whatever. Fly away, white dragon.
His suit was kind of cool, though. I liked the red and white.
Sack, Dad. Oh, it's sack.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool, dude.
They have a nice meeting where they're like, okay, yes, Mern is an alien, but he's a good one. We're going to go find the cow, which is the animal that makes the food for the butterflies. But don't tell Peacemaker or Vigilante because they're too stupid to handle the information, basically. They might just randomly tell a civilian for no reason because they're idiots.
Which I think Vigilante absolutely would.
He would. 100%.
Prior to this episode, I was positing that he was the best character on the show. I am now 100% over him. And everything he said, I was like, plus 15 seconds, plus 15 seconds, because I know this doesn't matter. I just knew that it was like, let's ask the butterfly if his favorite color is teal, durr. And then I'm like, I don't need this in my goddamn
life. Oh, I was so dragged out, man.
Yes, so much of
the
show.
He has some great scenes, though. He has some great scenes. That's what's really tough.
Yeah, it's just not great when a DC property on HBO has every other scene be a miss. And also, by the way, like, directed and written by James Gunn? I just don't get what happened here.
8 weeks to write it happened.
He could have. That was his decision. He could have taken
it. Clearly
longer.
Was a bad one. He just like snorted a line of cocaine. All right, we got 8 weeks. Like, Peacemaker.
To be fair, then a cool 10 minutes happens where the butterfly cop then calls in all of her butterfly pals.
Oh, yeah. I liked that.
And before doing so, looked at her cop buddy and was like, hey, I think the previous version of me liked you, maybe had a thing for you. I don't know, just like, enjoy this moment. And he was like, what? You're talking like that, like this moment's going to be my last. You're crazy, man.
Oof.
Yeah, this was a cool montage. The whole station and all the cops inside get possessed by butterfly aliens. And a horrible way to die.
Her standing out there and all the little alien ships landing, all the butterflies following her, going into the police station and embodying all police and all the people in jail as well, including like a lot of the white supremacists who were like really on board with the white dragon. An amazing 10 minutes in the middle of a shit sandwich.
I gotta say, you guys are really down on the show. It's not a great show. I do like it a bit better than the Marvel shows, just because some of them are shorter, and it doesn't take itself seriously.
Of course you do.
I can see it. I can see it, but I'm more invested into Marvel. I don't care. I could not finish this show and be fine.
Can you see it?
And then I also, it's nice to see Tasty for more.
I'm going to get more chocolate.
Getting more work. So I'm just happy about
that. You angered Ryan. He needs sweets.
But I'm looking forward to getting past this shit.
Yeah.
Talking about some non-superhero related stuff. What, there's two more episodes of this show?
Yeah.
Two more, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I never watched the next Dawn, but from the way Ryan describes it, it sounds kind of crazy.
Yes, it's going to be a fight between father and son, and the son has a cool helmet and very big muscles. And the father has lasers and can fly, so it's different.
I wonder what helmet he's going to choose.
I hope it's the murder you kind of helmet, and he...
the one that explodes you.
I hope he kills his father in the same way he accidentally killed his brother, for just, like, real emotional effect.
Punching him in the face. Jesus.
The wrong son died!
Wrong kid died!
So how about the Super Bowl? Was it good? I didn't watch it.
The amount you don't know about football is very apparent in this moment because the Super Bowl has not happened yet.
Great. Who's playing
it? It's in 2 weeks.
Who is playing in it? It is the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams. And
what a matchup.
Yeah, Tom Brady not in the Super Bowl. He has retired from the NFL. In fact, it got leaked.
That is funny, though. He's like, the first time he's not in the Super Bowl, he's like, I quit.
I quit now. Yeah, no, it leaked that he was retiring. And then he was like, no, yeah. No, but also yes.
But yeah. Yeah, right.
It's crazy. Also, the Washington football team, who has been named that for the last 2 years, you know.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Because their old team name was the Redskins, which is not fucking chill. And by the way, they were like, let's rename us like the Red Wolves. And everyone was like, too close. Too close. What about like the Warriors? Too close again. To something else. And they were like, how about Commanders? And everyone was like, that's bad. So they're the Washington Commanders now.
I mean, it makes sense. Washington, D.C., Washington Commander, Commander-in-Chief, President.
Yeah, the America. Washington Commies. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wait, they're the football team for Washington State, aren't they?
No. Washington, D.C. Washington, the
Washington.
Oh, that's right. States don't get teams. Cities.
Well, some states get teams when you're just like a shitty.
Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, Seattle's a state.
New England.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, New England, a metropolitan area, they get a state.
I mean, the New York has several teams.
Well, that's because New York rules, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Tell me right now.
Like probably the Rams.
I was about to say, are you putting money on this? Because I will not be held responsible for the the loss of money. I would assume the Rams are supposed to win the Super Bowl, like betting odds wise.
Yeah, but I don't know now. I don't know.
But I don't know. The quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals is swaggy as fuck. And he has perhaps one of the best rookie wide receivers of all time. You know, I love football. We should do a football podcast.
Okay, well, how about this?
Next year.
What film trailers are we going to see during the Super Bowl commercials?
James, mm-hmm. I fucking love that. I love that you just said that. let's Googs it, dude. Bring up the Googs.
Yeah, yeah.
Super Bowl. Oh, caps lock, baby. I mean business.
I do know that, like, the halftime show is going to have an insane
Eminem
number of
and Snoop
acts.
Dogg.
Oh, it's great.
Dr. Dre,
Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be a good halftime show. Yeah. I'm excited for the halftime show. But I'm also kind of rooting for the Bengals because of my Ohio friends. I got to give them a little.
How about is The Weeknd going to be there?
I hope not. That was a terrible halftime show.
Okay, Deadline reports, and this is just like guesswork by them, but it's better than nothing because there hasn't been an official statement. There is most likely going to be a trailer for Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh yes.
Cool, yep. I don't care.
Well, I got you. You're going to care about this one. There's going to be most likely, again, it's all conjecture, but most likely a trailer for Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Oh, yes. Minions, The Rise of Groot?
Gru. Yeah, actually, it's a crossover episode. Crossover episode. And Groot is in the Minions.
I swear to God, that Groot. Minions movie already came out. This is some Berenstain Bear shit. I swear that movie came out years
ago. No, there's been like a thousand minimum.
Oh, they're going to keep shitting out Minions movies, dude. It's like one of the Minions movies. Wasn't that like top 10 grossing movies of all time? We're never getting away
from it. Oh, I'm sure. Kids movies, yeah.
Also possible we'll see a spot for Jordan Peele's new movie, Nope.
Oh, yep. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What about Doctor Strange?
Yeah,
I imagine see Doctor Strange.
Yeah, possible for Doctor Strange, possible for Pixar's Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll probably get the Moon Knight trailer that we've already seen, which I'm fine with.
Mm-hmm.
We might get Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt movie, The Lost City, which I've heard nothing about. So, sure.
Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt,
or something.
And who?
Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is a very big possibility, as well as The Adam Project starring Ryan Reynolds, which I have no idea what that is. But sure.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I have a question. Do you think Amanda Waller is a butterfly?
No.
Okay, I'm done now.
I don't think so.
That's all I can. That's all I want.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Here's something. The Uncharted movie comes out in about 2 weeks.
Ugh, I am so torn on this shit.
Nothing's right. I'm torn. I'm all out of
You're
me.
A little late.
I'm
already
The movie's done. Already coming out.
I don't give a shit about Uncharted. I don't care at all.
Okay. Well, I like Uncharted.
I know. So do I. I want it to be so good, but I am just gutted that Mark Wahlberg is playing Sully. It is such a terrible cast. Holy Jesus.
Are you going to see it, Adam?
I will see it because I do love those movies, and I think Tom Holland will do good as Nathan Drake. And I think it'll be fun. I think it's going to be a fun adventure treasure hunt movie. But it's based off of one of my favorite games.
Does some acting?
I don't think he's going to. That's my fear, man. I think it's gonna. That's my fear because it's very Mark Wahlberg-y in the trailers, and it's not Sully at all, man. They should have had Bruce Campbell play freaking Sully. That would have been amazing. Right.
Or somebody with a avuncular, salty, and experienced kind of personality, not Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. And Mark Wahlberg, a mustache.
He's just going to do himself. He's just going to be like, ah, wow, that was amazing. Got the treasure.
Thunder buddies for life. Am I right?
Why was your Mark Wahlberg Christopher Walken? Whatever. Anyway, I have some Peacemaker.
Well, I was going to say, Adam, if you're going to see it the weekend it comes out or whatever, I'll see it too. Let's do a pod about it. I don't think our friends are going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch
that. No, I'll do it. I'll go see it.
Are you ready for trivia?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This is what? Peacemaker trivia?
Peacemaker trivia. No. So it turns out that Adebayo and her wife lived in Gotham City before moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's cool. Anyway,
so they lived somehow,
when Locke lies about who killed the three police officers, he said that a Caucasian man who was 5.5 feet tall with red hair, striped shirt, red tie, black mask, and a fedora is the suspect. Fitzgibbon believes he's describing McDonald's mascot Hamburglar. However, the description isn't too far off from the DC hero Crimson Avenger.
Whoa.
Who wore a black mask and fedora in the comics and often had red clothing, including a tie. It could be Crimson Avenger. Also, they talked about Dracula. Trivia over.
What? That was it?
Yeah, that wasn't good for you? That wasn't good content?
That was, you know, okay.
Fuck you.
All right.
I'll take it.
I honestly cannot wait for Raised by Wolves.
Why?
I am now like an anti-superhero media cape shit type of guy.
Dude, the... What are they called? The mother that mother is.
Is a robot.
No, not, I know.
It's a robot.
I know she's a robot. She's like a siren robot. They have a name for them, and I can't remember what it is. Anyway, she flies and screams and you blow up. That's basically a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a superhero.
Yeah, but it's not based on a comic book. That's all that matters.
I wanted to look up if Ridley Scott was directing any of Raised by Wolves season 2. And the internet was like, we're not going to tell you. So, shove it up your butt. I've eaten 5 pieces of chocolate during this. It's not good. I like had a...
You need to slow your roll.
Dude, I had...
Is the chocolate good?
It was awesome. I had a healthy dinner too. And I have officially ruined it.
What'd you have for dinner?
Yo.
What was your dinner?
Yo, what's...
Hit me with it, dude.
Chicken sausage.
Get it.
Onions, peppers, and like crushed up tomatoes made hot. Add cheese.
Mm.
And so, yeah, just like vegetables and meat. You know, you know me. Mr. Vegetables and Meat. Yeah. That's what they used to call me in preschool.
Meat. Yeah. Is that right?
Yep. They'd be like, oh my God, there's Alicia... There's Alex, and there's Mr. Vegetables and Meat.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be on a podcast. I'm not funny enough.
You're doing okay.
Catch us next week. It's going to be Raised by Wolves time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ryan and I, and then Adam will join us for another episode of Peacemaker. And then a week after that, Adam and I will talk about how much Uncharted probably let us down.
And I'll be on vacation. Oh, God. And I'm going to just like... while I'm on Space Mountain, put on the HBO Boys podcast and be like, what are they doing without me? To hear them talk shit, most likely.
I'm going to call you during ours and do like a little like 2 minute cameo of Ryan probably drunk somewhere.
Oh, I love that. You know why? Because I love attention. Okay. Thank you, patrons. Yeah. Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Anthony Wells, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brinkin, Dale M. Westworld, Craig, John Jers, Major Woody, and Carol Andreas. We really appreciate the money. And also,
check out our YouTube, guys. We're uploading footage of us playing bad games.
That's true. James isn't wrong.
I'll play the bad game next time.
You bitch.
Yeah, check out when we go live about like 24 hours probably after this episode, 24 hours previous to this episode coming out. Go back in time and watch that.
Back in time. You like my song?
Gonna get back in time.
Oh, you're such a better singer than I am.
No.
Can you do a sweet run to end the show?
No, I can't.
Okay, repeat after me. Do that. No, do it better, though. You know what I mean. Use your soft, velvety fucking voice and really rip it for me, dude.
I can't do it. You just gotta wait.
Jeez. Oh my, I was literally about to say, James, we just recorded for Nothing Star, and the new character that Adam is doing is so fucking good.
It's fun to play.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, bros.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the end.